Iraq's beleaguered military launched an offensive against Sunni extremists in the northern city of Tikrit as a shipment of Russian military jets arrived in the country that could give the armed forces a tactical edge going forward. While the bloody sectarian conflict rages on, President Obama said the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant is attracting radicalized militants in both Iraq and Syria who could pose a threat to the United States.
They're gaining strength in some places. We've seen Europeans who are sympathetic to their cause traveling into Syria and now may travel into Iraq, getting battle-hardened. Then they come back. They've got European passports. They don't need a visa to get into the United States.
The situation calls for preemptive measures, according to Republican Congressman Peter King.
You need to be very aggressive on this. Syria is our biggest threat right now, because not only are there thousands of Europeans who have visas into the United States going to Syria, there's also at least 100 plus Americans who are over there in Syria right now. So any of these people can go back to the United States and they can carry out the type of attack that they're being trained in Syria.
The United States stands ready to act, according to President Obama.
Now, we're spending a lot of time, and we have been for years, making sure that we are improving intelligence so that we can respond to that. We got to improve our surveillance, reconnaissance, intelligence there. Special forces are going to have a role. And there are going to be times where we take strikes against organizations that could do us harm.
Heightened security measures are expected to be on display later this week during the July 4th Independence Day holiday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.